This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, as we've done recently, this next discussion we're going to have is brought to you by Taurus USA, taurususa.com, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. This should be a great cause to us. The anti-gunners always tell us that nobody's coming for the guns, and I've been talking about this a lot. They love to say they support the Second Amendment, but, and when they say that, that's when you know they're lying. Maybe not all of them, mind you. Some believe they can support gun control legislation and support the Second Amendment. I don't get that. I know you probably don't. But others, they're lying like a politician on the campaign trail. Now, this is not something you didn't already know. But now we have proof. You see, there's a new Quinnipiac poll that shows 33% of Democrats polled favored repealing the Second Amendment. Compare that to 14% of independents, which include people to the left of the Democratic Party, and just 4% of Republicans. So they're not coming for the guns, they're coming for the right. And this is the thing you have to understand about the progressives. It is essential for them to get rid of the right in order for their agenda to go forward. It is an essential item on the way to fulfilling it. It has to be. And ever since the Heller decision solidified the right to keep and bear arms as an individual right, the anti-gun left has known they couldn't enact the gun bans they prefer with the Second Amendment intact. So they need to dismantle it. Now, former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens laid out his reasons why we should repeal the amendment on the pages of the New York Times already. And it was a catalyst for many, a justification in their mind. It gave them the political cover, because they're primarily followers, you have to understand that, to admit what we already know. We're not talking about a bunch of alpha males in one room here. They might tweet, oh, I was just swayed by the argument of a former Supreme Court justice. And it's difficult, if not impossible, to prove otherwise, but we know. And what they don't understand is that while we call ourselves Second Amendment supporters, it's not the amendment itself that I side with. The amendment is an affirmation. It's, you know, it's just them saying, yeah, I know. It's the spirit beneath the amendment that is the part that we cherish. You could rename the amendment Boogie Boogie Kosh Kosh, and we'd become Boogie Boogie Kosh Kosh supporters. What we support is the idea that free men and women have a right to own weapons, to own the means to defend themselves and their families from anyone, whether it's a street thug or an Oval Office tyrant. Now we hold no illusions, though. If you repeal the amendment, we can say goodbye to our right to own guns. Stevens' op-ed makes the rationale clear. They want to pave the way for more gun control. They're not pretending the amendment isn't necessary. In fact, their arguments illustrate just how vital the Second Amendment protection is. When the Bill of Rights was being debated, there was concern that people would think the rights protected in the Bill of Rights would form the complete list of rights that should be protected. But in the end, however, the measure passed, and we got the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Yet the wisdom of that passage is clearly illustrated by the anti-gun Democrats, who clearly want to repeal the Second Amendment in order to impose harsher, more strict regulations on guns and gun owners. The problem is that's how you spark real trouble. A genuine effort to go after our right to keep and bear arms may well be the last straw for many Americans. If they do it, if they're allowed to go for it, if they actually succeed in doing it, then the country itself is thrown into a state of flux. And that's the problem. That's the problem. They fully intend to do it. Their intention is for you to wake up one day and there will be, for example, you know, I know a lot of people like to homeschool. They don't like the school curriculum. They don't like, you know, Common Core, whatever it is. They don't like it. And right now, because we are free people, you have a right to homeschool. You still have to meet certain criteria. Your children have to ascend to a certain level of education. But they'll take that away. That'll go. Then what else will go? Let's see. Well, you know, I talked the other day about the cashless society. We'll get rid of cash, and then they'll be able to control everything you spend, right? They're already sending, they're giving jobs to a bunch of illegals, while at the same time they talk a different game when it comes to other stuff. Trump's creating jobs, of course. He's doing what government should do, which is, you know, pave the way, get out of the way. So they intend to do something different. Everything that you're looking at right now today, as a matter of fact, I know a lot of people get out there and say net neutrality this or this, that, the other. We existed just fine without net neutrality, didn't we? I mean, that's the whole thing about a capitalist society. If you can build it, they will come, right? Now, I'm rambling here, right? Because there's so many things. No matter what you look at today, they want to control it. They want to control what you watch. They want to control what you consume. They want to control what you think. They want to control what you say. And the only way for them to control all of these things is the ultimate in human behavior, which is controlling guns. If you can take guns from people, then you are controlling their behavior from that point. Now, that doesn't mean that people without guns don't cause trouble. It happens all the time. It just means that a lot of people die at the hands of the government when they do. That happens all the time, too. So, just remember, it is a vital component for these people to disarm us. For the progressive agenda to go forward, they have to get rid of the right, they have to take the guns, and then from then on, it's all bets are off. And they, one thing that we do, and I mean I do it too, I'm guilty of doing this too, one thing that we do that they never do, they never worry that they're not going to be successful. They never worry they're not going to be successful. You and I, we worry about losing the right all the time. I think probably I worry about losing the right all the time because that I know what that means. If that actually were to happen before that could actually be put into play, then some really bad things begin to happen in the country. And that would be, you know, I'm trying to speculate a lot of times how that's going to play out, which theaters, which regions it's going to be bad in, you know, all the other details that would go along with something like that. And it's not an easy thing to try to figure out because everything seems to shift all the time. Now, I know how many guns. I know about how many guns are in the country. I know about how many people have guns. And then the next thing you try to figure out was how many people is actually going to show up if something bad happens here? How many people that, you know, like the Bundy Ranch turnout? How many people are going to turn up if something like this happens? But that's the only reason I worry about it, is what it leads us to. They're not worried about it on that side because they know they're never going to quit. And that's the problem. They think that as long as they stay at it, they're always going to succeed. So, when you're hanging out this weekend and you're looking at the news and starting to worry about these things, just remember, they never worry about it because they're just never going to quit. They always think they're going to succeed. That's their formula. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. ETWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There are just too many.
I was just enjoying that bump. Excuse me. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next discussion is brought to you by Crossbreed. Crossbreed Holsters, crossbreedholsters.com, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. I love to say this, but dig, if you will, a picture of what the news would have looked like had, if any of the authorities or all the authorities who had seen the red flags had acted prior to the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. What would the political landscape look like today? That's a really cynical question, isn't it? Especially when you consider that we don't have to consider it. You know, we don't have to imagine it. We can look at a really good example of this. Gardenia police found several guns and a cache of ammunition at the home of a high school student who threatened campus violence in two social media posts this week, authorities said. The investigation began Thursday when police received a call regarding a threat to Sierra High School, according to the Gardenia Police Department. Investigators identified a student who posted a threatening message earlier this week. The teen posted a more specific threat Thursday, saying that violence would take place on campus. Detectives arrested the teen, who was not named, on suspicion of making criminal threats and possessing a firearm as a juvenile. So, in other words, the teen made a threat, and the police acted, and no one is dead. That's what it should have happened in Parkland, but didn't. In Gardenia, a mass shooting no one will ever hear about because it was prevented. The efficiency of the local authorities saved countless lives. Why? Well, because they acted. While the anti-gun left is focused like a laser on guns, there are numerous failures that led to Parkland. By now, most of us have heard about them. At every level, it seems the shooter was given a pass by supposed adults who didn't do their jobs. Some have blamed pressure from the Obama administration to end the school-to-prison pipeline and policies that rewarded schools for not reporting problematic behavior. They're not wrong to do that. And yet that same mentality wasn't on display in Gardenia, California, of all places. There the authorities acted. They acted swiftly and decisively and averted a complete disaster. Was that because people were still on alert following Parkland? Well, you know, maybe. Probably, even. But that's irrelevant. What is relevant is that it worked. System, when used, works just fine. The tragedy was averted, and the would-be perpetrator is in custody. Now, with this, why are we going to continue hearing about gun control measures? Well, it's simple. It worked, and because it worked, it's not making the headlines like Parkland did. Like the old newsroom saying goes, if it bleeds, it leads. And here, no one bled. Now, the big shame here is that this case will be forgotten by next week. Meanwhile, they'll still be debating about AR-15s and 30-round magazines, and we'll still be arguing over whether someone should be able to buy a long gun at 18 or 21. We'll still be having those discussions because the system that has nothing to do with gun control actually worked. And that's probably the biggest shame of all. When everything goes like it's supposed to, such as in this case, it's quickly forgotten. It takes a Parkland for the discussion to last more than a day or two, and then it goes in the wrong direction. Then it becomes about taking away people's rights. So our response to this should simply be no. Use the system that is in place. Use it correctly. Making threats is a crime. It's grounds for investigating further and, if necessary, arresting someone for more than making a threat. Use that to end these horrible tragedies. Don't punish people who had nothing to do with it. That seems pretty simple, doesn't it? But it always is. I mean, the whole Occam's razor theorem, if you want to use it, the idea that the simplest thing is going to work, the simplest possibility is the answer, is always the first thing we should be looking at, knowing what we know about Parkland, knowing how many different ways this guy could have been stopped, this guy could have been short-circuited, and then knowing how many ways this failed. There's your problem. Therein lies your problem. The big problem, the bad problem, the massive, glaring problem. There it is. It's right there looking at you right in the eye. Because out of all the ways they could have stopped him. Not just one, not just two, not just three or four. Out of all those ways, out of those 30 times they were called to his house, you know, well, they didn't. They didn't do any of the things they could have done. They didn't go any of the ways they could have gone. And there's 17 people dead because of it. And there's a bunch of people that have been shot. And everything has changed as far as the political landscape. And we've been having a little tour going on of a bunch of children who are telling us that they know what we should be doing. But at the same time, they're not mature enough to own a gun. So they're mature enough to give us public policy, but not mature enough to own a gun. So that part, seems to escape everybody's little, well, it doesn't escape mine. I've said this, I don't know how many times. You probably thought it, I don't know how many times. But the main thing to remember here is that it is ever present. It's still going on, although they have faded. They have faded. Their 15 minutes of fame has dimmed. They're no longer shining the light on us, thank goodness, because I was getting really, well, even though David Hogg is going to try to stay involved in this, he wants to stay in the light. That should be very telling for everybody out there. For any of you that sat out there and said, well, the kid has a point, and we really shouldn't be doing this, and we really shouldn't be doing that. This kid wants to stay in this game. He wants to be an advocate. He wants to be an activist. He wants to be involved in politics, and he wants to be involved in elections. There is where you should look at this and say, oh, I've seen this many times before. So, anyway. We saw it in Maryland. We saw the system work. We've seen it now in Gardena, California. And this is, the system should work every time. Failures should never be on this scale. By the time they had seen him three or four times, he should have been out of the picture as far as being able to buy a gun legally. So, system actually isn't bad. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This conversation or segment or whatever you want to call it, this is brought to you by Rock River Arms, rockriverarms.com, fighting for your Second Amendment right. Now, as some Second Amendment supporters advocate for putting more security officers in schools and allowing teachers to carry in classrooms in an attempt to prevent further mass shootings, it doesn't help when a teacher who said they'd be willing to carry to protect students does something slightly irresponsible with their firearm. That doesn't help much at all. I often wonder about this, too. It may be even worse when the teacher arrested for their negligence is a teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. A chemistry teacher at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, Sean Simpson, was arrested after leaving his loaded Glock 9mm in a public restroom at the Deerfield Beach Pier. I always wonder about that. Don't people notice when they leave their gun behind, when they don't have it on them no more? I mean, one of the things there is one big thing I really dislike about carrying a gun is where it's at. The fact that it's on me, you know, that weight. Now, if I could carry in a nice holster, a nice duty holster, that'd be a different story altogether. But, you know, I don't get to because I have to be concealed. Now, and this happens more than you might think. So apparently, two parents put a handgun in their 5-year-old's backpack while running errands and completely forgot about that. The gun was then found by the child's teacher when he accidentally took it to class. Yeah. In another instance, a sheriff forgot his firearm in a school bathroom after a weekend event held on campus. And a responsible student found the sheriff's gun and did the right thing by turning it in. But In this case, Mr. Simpson's forgetfulness could have been costly, and it ended up in the wrong hands. Once realizing that he left his firearm in a bathroom. He went back to get it, and unfortunately for him, a drunk homeless man had gotten to it first. And the man ended up firing off a round that had struck a nearby wall. According to the sheriff's report, this coming from the Miami Herald, according to the sheriff's report, Simpson told deputies he left his gun by mistake. By the time the chemistry teacher realized his mistake, the Glock was already in the hands of a drunk homeless man who had picked it up and fired. The bullet hit a wall. Simpson was able to grab the gun away from the vagrant, Joseph Spataro, who was charged with firing a weapon while intoxicated and trespassing. As for the MSD teacher, he was arrested and charged with failing to safely store a firearm, a second-degree misdemeanor. He posted a $250 cash bond and was released. Now, among the new gun control laws passed by the state of Florida, the legislature decided to expand the rights of gun owners by allowing teachers to conceal carry a firearm if they chose to do so after receiving the proper training. On Tuesday, the Broward School Board unanimously rejected the state's new program to arm school staff. So, so it goes. And this will be, you know, this. Now, one thing that I can say, thankfully, so far, is that the trained teachers of things like the FASTER program and everything else, as far as I know, none of them have done anything like that. As far as I know. Now, but I don't know. Have you noticed that Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, that school, while it was closed, the shooter's brother skateboarded through it, and, I mean, people were taking knives there and all this other stuff. That is an interesting place. That is a really interesting place. But I'm not going to speak too much out of turn about this. One way that I carry when I'm in exercise clothing is with what is referred to as a belly band. And that's because that works with pants that don't have a belt. Works really well with those. Secures it really well if you find the right one. There's a bushel load of them out there. Not my favorite way to carry a gun, but it is a way to carry a gun, and I'm trying to carry a gun everywhere I go. So there you have it. I have the belly band. Now, when I go places, like if I go into a restroom, the belly band has to sort of get out of the way because it's in the way, right? It's in the way. So there is quite a bit of stuff that you have to do. You have to go into the right kind of restroom. You have to go into a restroom that you can lock and secure. And then you have to, you know, take everything off, take the belly band off anyway. But then when you're done, I mean, then you got to go back in reverse. And it's not like you're just taking a gun out of a holster. But even when you're just taking a gun out of a holster, where do you put it to where you can't find it? I hear about police officers doing that. You know, it's one of the darndest things I've ever seen. I've never come close to doing that myself. I'm thinking real hard before I leave that open-ended. I've never come close to leaving my gun anywhere. Never come close. I have dropped it in training before. It's fallen out of a drop leg rig, and I knew about it immediately as soon as that happened. As a matter of fact, I probably should not have done what I did, which was stop the run I was on and go back and pick it up and stick it back in the holster. Then I popped the holster off, I tightened it, and I made sure it was secure enough. So, I just don't understand how you walk in somewhere and you've got a gun, and let's say the gun weighs 4 pounds, it's 4 pounds loaded. You've got the gun. You take the gun out. You lay it somewhere. Where do you lay it where it's not an eye shot? Why would you lay it? Anyway, I'm trying to find an answer for this, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm getting no place fast with this. It's like being on a treadmill. But it is a treadmill, nonetheless. So it's one of those things that I constantly am reminded of. Now, one thing I need to mention while I'm thinking about it, I'm not going to be here Monday because Monday's my birthday, and I'm going to be doing other media things that I haven't had a chance to do. But I'm going to take Monday and just, you know, enjoy being 57 and above grass. That is the very basic thing that everybody should be trying to do, is be above the grass. And I've got a new little venture going on and all these other things. So that all is going to kick off on my birthday, on 57, number 57, which not too long ago, there was a moment there when I didn't know that I was honestly wondering if that was going to occur. So now that it is going to occur and I know what's going on, I'm quite happy to celebrate it. So that will be what is happening Monday. When we get back, let's talk about these red flag issues that everybody seems to miss. And that's a big issue, the red flags that they miss. It leads you, if you're cynical, it leads you to go some very bad places. It really does. So that's when we get back. In just a moment, this is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Boy, look at that. So much dust laying coming out of my pocket. Wow. Okay, anyway. Coming from Mike Hammonds of Gun Owners of America. He is the legal counsel there, and he's a I like Mike quite a bit. I've had him on the show a few times. He's fun to have on the show, and he's very, very well spoken as well. Now, he's recently, I don't remember if he wrote an article or if he did an interview or whatever it was, but he was talking about the killer and the red flags that were sent up by him coming out of Parkland. The problems that were littering on the way to this, that culminated with the shooting. A dozen places where he could have been stopped if they had done their job, but they didn't, and then 17 people died as a result of that. So, this... Now there's this push to enact what he calls red flag laws, or as I call them, gun violence restraining orders or minority reports that will enable authorities to seize firearms of people exhibiting behavior that the authorities believe may signal someone might commit an atrocity like this. Now, Gun Owners of America takes a little exception to this. They sent out an email blast. Gun Owners of America is rallying against gun confiscation orders, which are fraudulently referred to as red flag laws or extreme violence protection orders. Gun confiscation orders would allow police or angry relatives to convene a secret star chamber proceeding and get permission to ransack a gun owner's house and seize his or her guns without any due process whatsoever. According to Mr. Hammond, this measure would fail to keep mass shooters like the Parkland shooter from getting firearms. School disciplinary officials and police came in contact with the Parkland shooter almost 100 times. Every time, officials found him a low risk, which would have meant no gun confiscation order. Bad guys who want to inflict harm will still get around laws imposing gun confiscation orders. Hammond also noted the lack of due process for targets of gun confiscation orders. Law-abiding gun owners will now have to sue in court, spending thousands upon thousands of dollars to get their guns back because they've been confiscated without due process. And then Hammond concluded that these proposals pose a threat legislatively. Gun confiscation orders are probably the single biggest legislative threat to the Second Amendment, which is spreading throughout the country. I agree with this. People like Ben Shapiro, David French, they don't. They think they're a smoking hot idea. The problem in Parkland wasn't a lack of laws that would empower law enforcement to act. It was the failure of the individuals in law enforcement to act on the laws that were already on the books. Like the physically assaulting his mother. That's domestic violence. I don't know how that applies to a child, but I mean, I would think it's some sort of domestic violence that could be used to bar him permanently from owning a weapon. He wasn't arrested for it, despite the police reportedly being called and him doing it. The laws needed to stop that attack were already there. They weren't followed, though, and the red flag law sounds far too easily manipulated to disarm law-abiding people who pose no real threat. Then again, we live in a world where people would rather give up liberty in order to attain a little temporary safety. We all know what old Ben Franklin thought about that one. That said, I do understand the drive. There's this visceral reaction to tragedy to look for solutions. Sometimes they're so focused on those supposed solutions, they don't look at how they work in reality. Assuming, of course, that they even care, and I doubt that's a safe assumption to make here. I'm pretty sure that's not even part of their game plan. Back to the old California fact check law, this coming from the desk of David Kodria. Any person, you know, the one who operates a social media website with physical presence, coming from Senator Richard Pan, State Senator Richard Pan, Dr. Pan, and, you know, all the things I talked about, and all the things he wants to encompass. Video. So on, if you did a YouTube video and you are coming out of California, well, you better be able to fact check that video. Still photographs. I don't even know what they do. I mean, how do you fact check a still photograph? Look, she's sitting on the porch and she's five. How do you fact check that? blogs. Well, for far too long, they've been trying to control who is an authorized journalist versus who isn't. And this would be a way to control that. Video blogs falls under the purview of video again. Podcasts, I don't know how they're going to possibly regulate that one. There's so many podcasts out there. There is no way to regulate them. Instant and text messages, email, online services or accounts, or internet website profiles. So the physical presence implies residency for lone bloggers and independent journalists and either headquarters or resident representatives for larger concerns. For all but the largest, it create a regulatory compliance burden that would effectively shut them down and or require them to publicly disavow their credibility, effectively issuing a state-mandated confession whenever they post unapproved information. The state would assume preemptive powers over the First Amendment and become a bureaucratic equivalent of Star Trek's keeper. Wrong thinking is punishable. Right thinking will be as quickly rewarded. You'll find it an effective combination. So naturally, the media bias against guns and for the engineered cultural terraforming that threatens to be to politically eradicate legal ownership will be the standard for right thinking that Pan's Ministry of Truth will impose. And that's hardly a surprise, as he's not only for sanctuary and against guns, he's the son of immigrants from Taiwan who apparently believes America needs to be more like the places parents fled. At least when it comes to the state maintaining a monopoly of violence. But it's curious that his views on free speech appear to resemble nothing so much as the Great Firewall. You know, when you look at the social media giants like Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter colluding in a way that would get antitrust actions filed against any other industry to marginalize, punish with suspension or shadow bans, demonetize and deplatform any person or group that the Southern Poverty Law Center and their ilk tar as a hater, you know that ordinary red state flyover Americans, including conservative advocacy groups and activists, independent journalists, and pretty much any citizen who exposes the dangers of progressivism, they're not going to fare well in that climate. So no doubt there are plenty of manipulators and outright liars on the internet, and sorting through what's real and what's fake news can make determining truth an undertaking. But that's really up to you. That is that, you know, I there's a lot of places I can go where I'm pretty sure almost everything is the truth is based upon what they know. Okay. And therein lies the rub. It's even with the most honest of people, it's based upon what they know. So what is true today may not be true tomorrow. And there becomes a bit of a problem, the conundrum, if you will. So sometimes that changes from day to day. So, but really, truly, as consumers of news, you should be the one deciding what you listen to, what you watch, what you download, what you view, what you read, all those things. You should be the one making that determination, not the state. The state should not be in a position where they can tell you what they're going to allow you to publish. Now, for me, where I have no, as far as I know, I have no affiliates in California. But I have an enormous amount of downloads in California. California is my biggest download region on the planet. And I'm not in California, but would they then become like China once they're trying to filter what's going out of California? Are they going to try to filter what's coming in? Are they going to try to segregate themselves virtually from the United States? They're already talking about, some of them want to secede or break the state up into three smaller states or whatever they want to do. But it's an interesting thing they're doing. And it's one more nail in the coffin of freedom for the good people of California, which lots of conservatives there. When you got 37 million people or however many they got, you got to know there's some conservatives there. So these are the kind of things totalitarians want. Control. And in California, they're getting real close to really consolidating that. The only problem they have now is they cannot keep people from leaving California. That's the problem. That's their biggest problem. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.